Well, for the final time for me, but not for her, we welcome Claire Robinson from The Herald. Claire, hi.
Hi, Tim.
Oh, don't be sad. It's going to be good. Neil Walker will be looking after you going forward on the Sunday Supplement. But we've had a fair run of different things over the last 7 years,
haven't we? We have
indeed,
yeah. Absolutely.
I was trying to think of what would be the most bizarre. I mean, we've had some fascinating things to talk about over the years.
Well, there's so much happening in the city.
Yeah.
And
some big stars, of course, as
of
well.
Course.
Who would be the biggest? Rod Stewart, do you think?
Quite possibly, yes, because he filled out the football stadium, didn't he? So, yes, I guess he's probably the biggest.
But anyway, well, let's look at the coming week. In fact, we'll start with today, something going on at the Junction. Tell me about that.
Well, the Junction's best known for putting on music, the Junction being at the end of Mutley Plain. But today, there's a lo-fi, I love this, lo-fi art fair, full of some of the Southwest's most original artists and craftsfolk. So it's a day of art and creativity with a chance to meet the makers.
Very good. OK, so not too late to get along to the Junction. Now, tomorrow you've got a couple of things to choose from. Firstly, the Bread and Rosie.
The Bread and Roses in Ebrington Street. We have Ensemble Baklava. These are a four-piece band who blend the sounds of the oud, the bouzouki, the concertina, bagpipes, mandolin, percussion and voices to bring you a lively Mediterranean mix of music, both ancient and contemporary.
Okay, and slightly more conventional at the Pavilions, a big night.
A very big night, yes. No strangers to the to Plymouth and the Pavilions are the Kaiser Chiefs, who are coming as part of their first arena tour in 2 years, and they'll be brandishing their new album, Stay Together. And of course, we've already heard singles Parachute, Hole in My Soul, and My Life, so I guess they will get an airing as well as the other biggies.
Yeah, in fact, two huge acts at the Pavilions this week because, as we say, we've got the Kaiser Chiefs tomorrow, and then on Friday,
Mike and the Mechanics.
Yeah.
Again, they're regular visitors. They come just about once a year, but very, very popular they are too. And they're coming as part of their Word of Mouth tour. The band, of course, featuring Mike Rutherford, the awesome vocalists Andrew Roachford and Tim Hoer. And look out for the support act, Ben McKelvey, who is an amazing DIY singer-songwriter. I don't think he's on a main, or even on a label, but you probably won't have heard of him, but he well deserves to play to these huge crowds. I've interviewed him for The Herald and he's awesome.
Excellent. Okay, very good. Now, on Saturday, you would like us all to go to King's Kerswell. Tell me
yes,
why.
Yes, absolutely. Another fine singer-songwriter. He's called Scott Matthews. He'll be performing in King's Kerswell Parish Church. He won the Ivor Novello Award for his first single, Elusive, in the category Best Song Musically and Lyrically, which is just incredible, really. Mm. He's penned a load more albums since then, about four or five, and his latest one is Home Part 2. He's inspired by Neil Finn, John Martin, Nick Drake, so it's kind of haunting, ethereal music. So if you're into that, that's
very
a good,
good
one.
Okay, that's a great range of music, as always. But let's see what's on at the theatre.
Quite a range here too, I'd say. So Monday to Wednesday, so that's tomorrow till Wednesday, we have Room on the Broom. This sounds like a lot of fun for kids aged 3 and up, plus their grown-ups. So you'll get songs and scary fun involving a witch and her cat on a broomstick who pick up a variety of hitchhikers along the way.
Okay, and then some dance at the end of the week.
Yes, Friday and Saturday, Dancer Contemporanea to Cuba. This is an exotic hybrid of contemporary, classical and Caribbean styles by some of the finest contemporary dancers on the planet.
All right. And so, meanwhile, in the Drum, what's going on there?
In the Drum, we have Infinity Pool. This is a modern retelling of Madame Bovary by multi-award-winning writer Bea Roberts, who gives us a tender, truthful comedy using projectors and PowerPoints and actors, I'm assuming, as well. But yeah, sounds like a very different and interesting way of promoting this.
Very good. Okay, well, we always like to say there's a good range, but there's especially good range this week. Claire, thank you. I can't say see you next week, but our listeners will see you next week or hear from you anyway, and be gentle with Neil.
Okay, I will.